Picture this. Three defense ministers, three foreign ministers, and three military chiefs walking out of Mecca with a formal pact, Turkey, Saudi Arabia, and Pakistan building something that looks a lot like a rival security architecture to NATO. That's the image that should be in your head this Thursday, August 13th. I'm Marcus Rodriguez, and this is Intelligix.
And I'm Sarah Chen. We have a dense episode today, and I want to flag right up front that the stories crossing our desk this morning connect in ways that aren't obvious at first glance. That Mecca Defense Pact doesn't exist in isolation. It sits alongside a Pentagon report detailing how Iranian drones swarms down to U.S. F-15E and a separate exercise in Germany where Ukrainian drones defeated American ground troops. The drone warfare revolution is reshaping every alliance calculation on the planet right now.
On the domestic politics side, we've got a Republican civil war brewing inside the Pentagon itself. GOP senators publicly scolding Defense Secretary Hegseth for cutting Democrats out of classified briefings. And then there's Trump himself, who told reporters this week that the Constitution blocks him from a 2028 run, which is one of his most direct statements yet on term limits. We'll unpack what that actually means politically.
In technology, Black Hat researchers delivered a stark warning. AI is no longer just a tool defenders use. It's operating inside live cyber attacks in real time. We'll dig into exactly what that means. And separately, Twitch just quietly defaulted all of its users into Amazon AI training using their streams and chat logs, with the opt-out buried so deep most people will never find it. The backlash is building fast, with a petition already past 13,000 signatures.
On the AI industry front, Sergey Brin reportedly pushed Google's Gemini staff to go all in, and we'll explore what that pressure campaign reveals about where Google thinks it's falling behind. Meanwhile, a 17-year-old in Acton, Massachusetts, was charged with murdering his mother and brother, and prosecutors say he used ChatGPT to research the killings beforehand. That story raises profound questions about AI responsibility that we'll take seriously, rather than sensationally.
In space, we have two extraordinary discoveries this week. An MIT-led team used the James Webb Space Telescope to identify what they're calling a black hole star, a hybrid object that shouldn't exist under our current models of stellar physics. And separately, astronomers found the first stellar stream ever detected outside the Milky Way galaxy. On top of that, Elon Musk says SpaceX intends to put 100,000 Starlink satellites into orbit. Marcus, that number deserves its own conversation.
It really does. We'll also cover the Tesla Model 3 wait time stretching into 2027 after California's rebate program triggered a demand surge. New York Governor Hochul's 10-point lead over Lee Blakeman, down from 20 in June, and a tightening Senate race in Maine, where Democratic challenger Jackson is responding to a 38-year-old assault police report that just surfaced.
And we'll close with the Netflix documentary dropping about Raygun, the Australian breakdancer who became one of the most talked-about figures at the Paris Olympics. That one's more interesting than it sounds at first glance. Let's get into all of it.